This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Well, it has been a week where we have seen noses in troughs, let's be honest. Dr. Mary Crawford is a former federal minister in the Keating government and has some thoughts on perhaps how lavish some of these entitlements appear to be. Dr. Crawford, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Pete. Good morning, listeners.
It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. It's certainly been a very interesting week, and I think it just reinforces again how isolated some of these MPs' views of the world really are. And I think that certainly it's forced at long last the Prime Minister to look into what is actually happening. But for people to think that they can go to football matches or polo clubs or, you know, kind of exotic Indian weddings or whatever else they're doing and think that that's part of the job, I think is, you know, just not in touch with reality and not in touch with what they're supposed to be at. And for me, I think one of the really frightening issues about this is, of course, that this diminishes public trust. I mean, democracy is based on public trust. We put our trust in politicians to act in our best interest and to act on our behalf. And when they do these kind of things, our trust is lost. We say these aren't actions of which we approve, and the whole institution of Parliament and, more importantly, democracy is diminished somewhat, and it takes a long time then to scrabble back.
Mary, one of the things I found intriguing, and I know Kath's got some thoughts on this as well, my co-host, is Matthias Cormann, about 12 months ago, after the whole Choppergate incident with Bronwyn Bishop, Matthias Cormann said there would be a wide-ranging and sweeping review of political entitlements, and it seems we're no further advanced a year on. So how much trust can we put in the Prime Minister's comments that, you know, we'll do a wide sweeping and internal review and so forth and so on? It seems to be, well, ad finitum, the same sentence.
Exactly, but I do think his proposal to have an open access, you know, to monthly payments, I think that is somewhat, I think, changing the view, because if people are, I mean, well, the only time we hear about this is when people are caught.
Mm.
I mean, what I find horrifying still is, even though Susan Ley has resigned, she is still saying, "I have done nothing wrong." If you recall, Bronwyn Bishop, kind of, she said the same thing: "I did nothing wrong." And I just find that just extraordinary that their moral compass is such that they would believe...
It's on the fritz, that's for sure.
Well, exactly.
Exactly. Mary, it's Kathy.
Oh, hello, Kathy.
Hi, lovely to meet you. It's wonderful to speak with you today and get your perspective on it, particularly from a historical point of view. I mean, we're talking about politicians now who are saying, well, it's within the rules and, you know, and exactly what Susan Ley says, I haven't done anything wrong because what I have done is you know, within the parameters of what's allowed. What's your perspective on that, in particular thinking about how things used to be when you were in Parliament, and, you know, has character or have things changed so much, people, you know, politicians back then, to what they're doing now?
Well, I think there's a bit of, I don't know. I mean, I think probably people did maybe at times use this appropriately, inappropriately. I mean, I certainly didn't. I can say categorically I would never do that. And most of the people I know wouldn't do that. And I think to an extent that is probably true here too. That, but there seems to be more opportunities to go to more of these events and do these kind of things. And I think what has changed is the nature of politics. Although Susan Ley is the exception in many ways, that politicians have become much more career jobs. You know, people go to school, to uni, to the minister's office and become a member of parliament. And that's true now across all parties, even the Greens and, you know, Liberal, Labor, the Nats, everybody are doing that. Whereas, I mean, when I went to parliament, I still had a box of Year 11 English essays to mark, you know. that's how close to the workforce I was. And, you know, other people, I was in parliament with people who'd still been on me too. You know, now somebody would say, oh, well, they kind of, given that people, you know, had come from harder backgrounds, they may be tempted to, you know, kind of abuse. But in fact, I think we acted the other way and were felt more constrained.
Probably a little bit more honest. Dr. Mary Crawford
is... certainly honest, but I think it is an issue, and I think the really big issue, which is what we've got to be concerned about, is that if we lose trust in our parliamentarians, then democracy itself is at stake. And we've got to get people to, you know, in parliament whom we can trust and whom we can believe in.
Indeed. Dr. Mary Crawford is our guest. She's a former member for Ford in the Keating government, Ford being a seat in Queensland. Mary, one of the interesting things, Bronwyn Bishop has this week blamed the socialists and dogs as Susan Ley's career is being ended. She's saying that it's the socialists and the dogs who are responsible. I find this sort of interesting that she's bashing the socialists and saying it's our fault rather than the fact that these entitlements have been rorted.
Well, I think, again, this goes again to this whole notion of not taking responsibility for yourself. These are your actions. You did them. You put in the expenses claim.
Correct. You write it down.
It's just outrageous to suggest it is nobody else is making you do this. Nobody makes you. I mean, even if you go right back into, you know, to become a member of parliament, that is a choice you make. I mean, it's a very difficult process. The pre-selection process is very difficult and time-consuming and so on. And then the election process. So, you know, to suggest that other people make you do this and then other people make you go to these functions and stuff, I mean, it's just a nonsense. And I think it's about time some of these sort of people were called to account. I mean, I also see where Bronwyn Bishop said she was sick of the pub test. Well, I'm sorry, democracy is about
the pub test, exactly.
And the public. Mm. And the pub test is always with us.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right, Dr. Crawford. It's interesting that you talk about entitlement and the process of getting there. Do you think there just is a culture of entitlement with our politicians, that they feel that they deserve to be chauffeured and flown places and, you know, and being given more privilege than the ordinary Australians?
Well, I think their touch with reality is much more limited. I think they've been used to higher wages and higher incomes and mixing in different circles. I mean, I have a reputation because I was arguing about this, you know, young ministerial advisers and so on who were being highly paid, and somebody said to me, oh, you're against Taipei, and I said, no, I'm not. But I think there's a difference between that and for the rest of us who kind of came up and struggled. And, I mean, and if you, and a lot of politicians included, and others, and I have to say, Liberal politicians too, used to spend a lot of time in supermarkets and supermarket aisles. And, you know, you'd take you hours to do your shopping, but by goodness, you learned about what people's issues were. And you understood that there are a lot of people who, when they get to the checkout, find themselves with not enough money for what they've got. Now, I'm a great believer in paying politicians properly because I think it stops you know, bribery and stuff. And it also is great for equality. It means it doesn't matter who you are, you can be an MP. But I do think with that, you know, you can tend to lose sight of the fact that people are struggling. And it's like I saw somewhere yesterday when they said, you know, no wonder these politicians aren't worried about the Centrelink and stuff, where people are being demanded $2,000 or $3,000, which for those people is an absolute
It's a fortune, exactly, because when you're reliant on a welfare system, you don't have
their hands on that. But here we have people, you know, Peter Dutton spends $4,000 on a dinner in Washington. I mean, how can that be right? I don't mind him going out and taking people for dinner, but he doesn't have to go to the most expensive place in Washington and buy 7 bottles of wine.
No, In-N-Out Burger would have just done just as easily, surely.
You know, quick. I just think that, you know, this is there seems to have been crept in this kind of, we're doing the highest, and, you know, kind of nobody else will know. And I think what happens is, because they're not mixing enough, they're only mixing with each other. Nobody says to them, "Hey, wait a minute! Like, you know, we can't afford that this week, or we can't do that."
Perhaps
this
a little week, bit of, you know? a lack of touch with reality, Mary. It's always good to talk to you. We do have to move on. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. And democracy, we have to speak up for democracy at every turn.
We do indeed. And look, if we're learning anything, we're learning that from the United States as well. Dr. Mary Crawford.
Exactly.
She's a visitor.
Thank you very much. Bye, Pete.
Good on
Bye,
you.
Kathy.
Bye. Thanks, Dr. Crawford.
Visiting academic at Queensland University and a former member in the seat of Ford in the Keating government.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.